Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
Able to find a receiver over the middle of the field, Sherfield. The 9 sacks by the Rams, tying an NFL record for a playoff game. They're already at the most that they've had in a playoff game in the franchise's history since team sacks became a stat in 1963. Be fun to watch. 4th and 11 now for Sam Darnold. Incomplete for Sherfield. Got his team ready to go. Made the comment the league did the right thing in terms of keeping the priority and moving the game out of Inglewood here to Arizona, and his team came here ready to play.
DJ Cox, don't say anything.
Okay.
I would like to say that that result was unforeseen, but I know a guy who actually saw it coming.
Good day, welcome to our single.
I was told, Charge, that if I do not laugh in your face, mock you, and point at you, then I'm not a real Packer fan. You know that, right?
I don't know that anybody bothered to tell you that, but I can see why they would tell you that. But the problem is, I predicted this loss anyway.
I know.
I expected the loss.
But just so I can maintain my
fun out of it.
Just so I can maintain my good standing, I'll play a little Robert De Niro from Cape Fear.
I've never seen it. I hear it's great.
Oh, it's very disturbing. Very disturbing. Okay, then he's in a movie theater, the antagonist, played by Robert De Niro, smoking a cigar and laughing really loud on purpose and driving people away. It's really creepy. Why?
And
why
I understand
charge?
It's got like a big twist ending that everybody loves, yeah. But I don't want to know anything about it because honestly, I don't want to ruin that.
I think I've forgotten the twist ending. It's been that long since I've seen it. So the question is why, Charge? Why do we do it to ourselves?
Why do we do it? Right. Why? As every fans. Year do we sign up for this?
Every Jesus. Year as fans. God. And your team in particular, your team has a penchant for turning into a pumpkin in the worst possible way. Everything's great, 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 great. Boom, midnight pumpkin. What the fuck just happened? I listed the top three pumpkins today on my show of the Vikings, and this one doesn't even rank. Doesn't even rank. To me, the top three.
Oh, no, isn't that the amazing thing?
I know, the amazing and sad thing. The top three to me, and you can chime in as the authority, having lived it your whole life. Number three would be losing after the Minneapolis Miracle because you felt like you were a team of destiny. Two would be the Favre INT in overtime in New Orleans. And number one is Gary Anderson missing at home. Those are the big three pumpkins at the end of the road. Am I missing one? Do I have them misranked? Okay. How would you rank them?
There's one other one. All right, let's see here.
Because I can give you my... While you're looking, I can give you my reasoning.
Number one for sure is the 1999, and it would be then 2000, the 98, rather, loss to the Falcons 30-27 in the NFC Championship game, the Gary Anderson miss that you alluded to. The fact that this team had a huge lead. It was the magical Randy Moss year with his rookie season when nobody had an answer for him. And then 2 years later, they went to the NFC Championship game after mowing down, I believe, Dallas the week before. And they went to the Giants.
The Meadowlands, and were a no-show.
And they got 41 donutted.
Donutted.
In that game. They had donut. 41
and,
donut.
And if I recall, didn't Randy Moss walk off the field early?
He did with like 30, like under a minute left, but he left the field early. Yes.
Just
and
bad form.
Honestly, I don't blame him in retrospect.
Bad form right
there. I
really
don't.
So maybe the Minneapolis Miracle team, which was a bit of an overachiever and had, of course, a quarterback, a journeyman quarterback who probably should have retired after the concussion he took in Baltimore, which was one of the worst concussions that ushered in this independent neurologist. You remember your guy when he got knocked silly in Baltimore and got up all woozy and sideways?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm blanking on his name right now. My name recognition.
Case Keenum.
Yeah. So he was a bit of a bonus baby, but there felt like there was this has got to be our year. And you're facing an Eagle team that was with a replacement quarterback in Foles that nobody was quite sure exactly, is this guy good? And you guys got pretty well routed the next week. So that was a huge buzzkill. Favre, obviously, the most dramatic because it was overtime. It was Favre. You had taken him from the Packers. This was finally going to be it. He was coming off an amazing season, just a stat-stuffing season. And another throwback to when he threw a pick for the Packers against the Giants in a similar spot in the playoffs. But at least that was on the road. And at least that was in overtime. The Gary Anderson miss was at the end of a big lead that had he made it, it would have put the game away.
It was brutal. Well, it would have tied the game.
What it was?
Yeah,
I thought it would have put the game away.
No, I don't think so. You know, Vikings ended up losing by 3 points, and so I don't, as I recall, and I was at the stadium for that game. That is.
I think what happened was he missed the field goal, which would have made it 10. Mm-hmm. Then the Falcons scored to tie it, and then the Falcons won on a walk-off field goal. And also rubbing salt in the wound was the fact that your owner at the time, Red Combs, right?
Mick Combs, but nicely done. I'm impressed that you remember that era at all.
Well, I remember him saying after the game, I still don't believe he missed it, because it was a real close kick that just slipped by, and I just sort of chuckled and said, oh, you poor fella. You can't go through life saying, I think he made it. No, he did not.
Did not make it. It was
so what happened?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Okay, so plenty of things happened that went wrong, and it's all very, very recent. I'm actively processing the loss right now. And now when people are listening to this on Wednesday, it won't feel quite as new for me, it's we're you and I are about 18 hours removed or something
like
that.
I'm catching the very tenderness of Charch's pain. In fact, I gently slid into his messages today saying, "Hey, buddy, do you want to come down for some soup or do you just want to stay in your room today?" And you being a man, you said, "I'll show up today," but you were going to do it a couple hours later and you figured this is like a dental appointment. Just get it over
with. Get it over with.
Yeah, let Zabe laugh at me and I'll be done with it. Okay.
I am actively processing the loss right now. I have a variety of symptoms: upset stomach, dizziness, dry mouth, hives, constipation, insomnia, blood in my stool, and
loss of
tinnitus.
Appetite.
Yes. There's a lot going wrong
symptoms.
Right now. Yes, that is what I'm dealing with right now in the wake of this Vikings loss. The Vikings mistakes that doomed them in this game. One, first and foremost, an absurdly bad play calling by our head coach. Kevin O'Connell may win coach of the year, although I think Dan Campbell should, but Kevin O'Connell may win it. But the last two games, his play calling was so bad. His quarterback's getting destroyed, and he's holding the ball way too long. And O'Connell just not calling quick-hitting plays that require Sam to make make fast decisions. Nope, you're setting up these long plays where Sam's holding the ball, throw away the ball. Nope, sack. We went Ed Rooney on this game. Nine times.
How haunting is it that the phrase from Ferris Bueller's Day Off that you use in your fantasy football show, greatest fantasy football show ever, the OG, Fantasy Football Weekly, make sure to download it during fantasy season, which is now over.
Oh, no, we're all season. Oh. Don't stop listening now.
Keep it all season? Well, of course. You got to figure out, okay, do I try to get in on Tyreek Hill, who could be in a new city and really productive next year with a better quarterback, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. But still, on your show, you like to play the bite nine times.
It's
a running gag, and Sam got sacked nine times.
That's an NFL record for the playoffs. That is a Viking record, obviously, all-time playoff or regular season. It's so hard to do that. Now, part of it is because our interior offensive line is bad.
Yeah.
It's legitimately bad. And we're going to be starting a rookie next year, J.J. McCarthy.
Whoa.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. All right.
And so this team's got to fortify the interior offensive line. But the other part of it's just on Sam holding the ball way too long. He took a 7-second sack. How do you, if you're in the pocket for 7 seconds,
you can't. I mean, you have to have an internal clock.
At some point, your brain's just got to go throw the ball away. If I don't have anything else, throw the ball away.
Well, that leads me into your boy, Paul Allen, who's outstanding, but is shockingly brutally honest for what most play-by-play men employed by their own teams would never say as forcefully as this.
Him, Aaron Jones, Addison in motion to the right. Two receivers left. Rams blitz. Darnold gets away from it. Steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Just run.
At the 25-yard line, he's sacked for a fifth time.
All he's got to do is pull that thing down and run and get as much positive yardage as he can. There were 5 to 7 yards easy.
There you go. That's Paul Allen with Pete Bursich on Color.
Yep.
Just screaming, throw it, man.
Yeah, what everybody else is thinking. And, Paul is a company man in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
We tease him here because he is such an optimist with the Vikings. But, there gets a point to there gets to be a point where Paul is pretty honest about these things. And that's, that was what was happening and everybody knew it. So, congrats on him. I believe Sam Darnold cost himself approximately in the last 8 days. Now it'll be 9 when our listeners hear it. In 9 days, I believe he cost himself in the neighborhood of $120 million.
Oh, my God.
The general thinking was 8, 9, 10 days ago, before week 17, that he was sitting on a 4 or 5 year deal at $40 million. So that would put him between $160 and $200 million in salary.
All guaranteed?
For some new team.
Well, probably only half guaranteed, like the Kirk deal. You were going to give him the Kirk deal Atlanta gave Kirk.
Potentially, yes. And if not us, right? Somebody else was going to, right? Pittsburgh, that has no way to go get a quarterback
Cleveland,
at the top of the draft. The Raiders.
Right, the Raiders.
You know, Tennessee. At least Cleveland can just draft one. But, you know, there are teams in the middle of the draft that have no way of getting a quarterback, and Darnold looked like he was going to go there or stay with Minnesota. But instead, he is now probably going to have to either accept a backup deal or battle somebody else to earn the right to be a week one starter for some team, and probably not Minnesota.
All because when the lights were brightest and the heat was on, he melted.
Withered. Yep. It was, I can't ever remember seeing a quarterback at any level play so well for a season and then crap the bed like this.
Right. He played so differently is the thing.
Yeah.
So afraid to pull the trigger. He clearly got gun shy. He was like, he was famously caught on hot mic seeing ghosts yet again.
When with the Jets, and here I think he didn't want to see ghosts. He just didn't want to throw balls that could make mistakes, and so he was holding balls. So now the Vikings almost certainly now let Sam go. He'll we were dreaming about how we were going to franchise tag Sam Darnold.
Oh, I remember.
And then teams would trade for us, right? And you know, hey, we get a first round pick out of this from some team that's desperate enough. And now we're just going to have to let Sam go. We'll get nothing for him, and he'll be off with some other team. And we'll be starting JJ McCarthy next year.
Exit question on that: in the years to come, for the rest of your life, until you're on a rocking chair up by Lake Minnetonka, just talking about the good old days. Will you spit the name Sam Darnold out of your mouth, or will it be a more gentle remembrance of the Sam Darnold era, short as it was?
Yeah, it'll be gentle.
It will. Will most Minnesotans who are impossibly nice spit his name out or no?
I think in time we're going to go back and view this season as we were lucky to have the ride that we got for the regular season.
Right.
We had a really fun September, October, November, December. We had 4 months of fun, and then he was never going to lead us. We were going to lose anyway. It was either going to be now or it was going to be next round. I mean, it wasn't going to go to the Eagles and go beat the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Right.
It was going to happen eventually. We tore the Band-Aid off. We saved ourselves a couple of draft slots by doing so.
I was going to say, any sense of relief that you dodged a bullet that you're like, okay.
Oh, much. Absolutely. Okay. You bet.
I liken it to...
Thank God we found out now.
I liken it to you guys started dating a girl who had once been a pageant winner back in the day, but she was kind of looking plain these days and had gained a few pounds. But you were having fun, and you really kind of liked her, and she did some really neat things for you, and you're all in love. You became to be more in love. She'd leave little notes in your lunchbox as you went to work, lunch bag, and she would do kinds of things in bed you didn't think that you could, you know, get from a girl, and you were really having quite the love affair for 4 months in the fall of 2024. And then finally at the end of that fling, right near the end of the year, you come home and she's there with two members of Pantera doing lines of coke off the coffee table, and she's crying and upset, and you're like, what the hell? And you know, sit down, you talk it out, and she's apologetic. I'm really sorry. I don't know what came over me. It was just my past. And you go, okay, all right. We're going to get this settled. You know, let's go on a getaway, a retreat to Arizona for a weekend. And let's just make sure we're good, because I want to marry you, babe. I really do. And then you go to Arizona for the retreat. You go downstairs to the lobby. You come back to the room, and Kevin Durant and Kyler Murray are in bed with your girl, and she's crying again, and you're hysterical. You're like, what the fuck? And now you're broken up. But at least you say to yourself, I almost married that bitch.
We had the good times.
We had the good times. And I was ready to marry her, but she was a hoe at heart. And so therefore, probably dodged a bullet on that. Well, that's a tough one right there. I do have to add one more thing about the game last night. What the hell are we doing with this magic non-fumble, non-intentional grounding? Matt Stafford just going, oh, that's a flick. You don't know that's a pass? I'm doubled over. I'm not looking at anything but my shoestrings. And because I flicked it, It's not a FUM 6, and it's not even intentional grounding because Puka Nacua was somewhere over there. This is the biggest bit of bullshit. Like, that doesn't even pass the smell test for me. That's not football. That is nowhere near what I want to see as a fan. It's bullshit.
I am with you. This is, we protect the quarterback. The quarterback gets the benefit of the doubt on everything. Everything. Zabe?
Yeah.
I mean, and this is not a case where the health and welfare of the quarterback is in doubt. You know, we're not protecting the quarterback.
No.
Although you saw the Jimmy Superfly Snuka landing.
Yeah.
On Sam Darnold, that was not called directly in front of the back judge. I mean, right in his face. This guy did a flying leap.
I know.
I don't know all my wrestling moves, right?
It was a Jimmy Superfly Snuka kind of a thing, yeah.
It was. Unbelievable. Anyway, it was a game-changing moment for the Vikings where Matthew Stafford flicked the ball at the last possible second in the general direction of Puka Nacua, but it went to our player, Blake Cashman from Eden Prairie High School,
right
in Minnesota,
yeah.
and he scored a touchdown. And that was when the game would have been tied 10-10 at that point.
It would have.
Not saying that the Vikings would have won, but those are obviously monumental plays.
Yeah. I hate what the league has become, and I'd like to say I turned the TV off after that, like some tough guys pretend to do, but of course I didn't. And I will not quit the NFL despite the bastardization of the rules that continues apace. I mean, just ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, Abe. There's some ways that I just don't like what this league has become.
Oh, God. Lots of ways I don't like it. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's selectquote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Zabe.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat. Lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. So we had 5 out of 6 games completely suck in this wild card round, and I'm here to say 3 of the 4 this coming weekend are also going to suck, starting with the Rams and the Eagles. Because even though the Eagles played a big time C-minus game at best, They crushed the Rams earlier this year, 37-20 in LA, and Saquon Barkley ran for 255 yards because the Rams D-line, which is frisky and lively and can get after the quarterback, they're light. And the Eagles O-line is beefy. And so I think they're going to blow out the Rams. They're going to play a lot better than they did against the Packers. Rams have had their moment. They're done. I believe Jaden Daniels and the Commanders have had their moment, and they're done. And I believe that the Texans are going to revert to what they were all year against the Chiefs.
They're going to pumpkin Chiefs. Hard.
Of course. They're going to pumpkin hard. Yes. So that's going to suck. So we're kind of down to one. I'm only expecting one good game. If I get more than one good game, Charge, I'll consider it a bonus.
Houston's got one sneaky element, and mostly Justin Herbert just gave the game to the Texans,
right.
And so I don't feel like they necessarily earned it. But I'll say this, you know, we know that the Chiefs have been mostly winning close, abnormally close games.
Yes,
that you would never expect a one loss team to have to put up with, but Houston's got this enormous, they got this tremendous pass rush with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
They do.
They also have got one of the best emerging young secondaries in the NFL with they've got Derek Stingley, a cornerback, who is super fast. He can hang with Xavier Worthy and then, or Hollywood Brown, the two speed guys the Chiefs have. And then they also have got Kamari Lassiter, is this unbelievable rookie at safety. The guy's awesome.
Right.
So I get the, you know, they're, you know, the Texans might hang tougher than people think. The line is 9. I would probably, even though I don't know, Zabe. I mean,
you're trying to yourself into it. I feel
I
you
am.
On
I'm
that.
Trying to talk myself into it. And my first reaction was they're going to get just nuked, and that they're a fraud. And they had that last game handed them, but maybe they hang this thing. Maybe they hang a little tougher.
Yeah. Well, I know this. The league is going to have their invisible thumb on the scale in favor of the Chiefs. Because the Texans are the kings.
No.
The Texans are the kings of Saturday afternoon at 3:30. If they have any questions about what the league thinks of them as a television draw, trust me, it should answered by when do you play exactly. So I feel like the NFL has unfortunately morphed into NBA territory where they're not rigging anything. There's no conspiracies. It's just a thumb on the meat scale when you're slicing up the gabagool. You know, it's really a pound and a half, but it's not.
What did you think about the ref who came over to Josh Allen? Speaking of, the thumb on the scale. That
okay.
ref that came over to Josh Allen on the bench. And we don't know exactly what was said, although, you know, there's some reports that say that the ref was apologizing to Josh Allen. There were others who said that the ref was reprimanding Josh Allen. And we don't know for sure.
Well, Josh Allen says it was a reprimand. Here's what he said. I want to play this for you, and then you can judge for yourself.
I wasn't happy with what was going on, and I was yelling a little bit, and he just said, don't be yelling. So, my bad. Sorry to Bill. I won't say anything about that.
Why not just deny it? You could just say, no, there was no apology.
Yeah. So, but first of all, it's a bad look for the league to have a referee do that. I would hope the league would send out an internal memo going, we're not doing that. We're not making house calls to put our arm around a player and whisper in his ear, even if you are reprimanding him. If you want to call a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct, then throw the fucking flag, and that'll back him off. Also, yeah, maybe,
that'll do it, right?
Yeah. Also, maybe have your back judge see an obvious pass interference. Dipshits, wake up. But there's that. yeah, I just thought it was a terrible look right there because there's enough nuts out there like me willing to ride the conspiracy theory horse as far as it'll take us. But Vinovich is good.
Conspiracy theories Vinovich are tomorrow's good. Facts.
I know. Yeah. Well, in a lot of cases, yeah. And don't even get me started on the outrage of the Packers recovering their own fumble on the opening kickoff and five different angles showing that to be the case. But
you
replay
guys got
just.
Jobbed.
Of course.
You got jobbed.
Of course. Fucking replay.
Absolutely
what,
jobbed.
What good
and
is all the Kings?
Replay made it so obvious. We've got the top down view. No. And I'm looking at it going, well,
there
clearly,
he is.
That's, you know, clearly that's Packer ball.
He had skin on ball. I know that sounds dirty to you, but I know I'm trying to cheer you up today. Skin on ball. And it couldn't have been more clear. And my joke was, what does he have to make a football move on the bottom of the fucking pile?
You're right.
What football move? What football move can I make? There's 17 guys on me.
Groan.
Fuck off.
Right. Yeah,
groan. Oh,
exhale.
Right. Oh, that was a football move. That was a football groan right there. Yeah. Yeah. There's another news item, which, you know, this also feeds into the I don't like what this league is doing now. They say they're going to consider changing the seeding procedure of the playoffs so that the division winners will not automatically get
this is another thing where the Vikings get jobbed and they change a rule. This happened to us when in the game you already referenced where Brett Favre threw across his body at the end with the Saints game, and it goes to overtime and the Saints get a fairly long kick return and they get like two first downs in overtime and then go kick a field goal and it's game over and the Vikings never even had the ball. And then they change the rule. So now the Vikings get jobbed on this seeding, and now suddenly it's unfair, and they're looking at changing the rule.
Would you like them to change that rule? I want to still have divisions matter.
Divisions should matter. You know, but the hard part is every year you got some dumb 4-5 seed that really shouldn't be hosting a game. They're not good teams, but the division's terrible.
I know.
You know, whether it's Seattle a few years ago got in on 8 wins, Tampa last year got in on 9 wins.
I'm pretty sure there was a 7-9 team under the 16-game format that made the playoffs.
That might have been Seattle.
I think it was Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah.
And they made it again at 8-8 one year. So I just, you know, you're going to just start monkeying with everything. You're going to get it all tangled up. I mean, there is injustice in the world. You're not going to stamp it all out, not by seeding sake. That
7-9 team was with Seattle in 2010. Well done. And that was Beast Quake, the wild card game against the Saints.
Right.
And they won. That's the other part of it, right?
Right. They hosted and they fucking won. Because it was a huge home field advantage. And again, I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but I think if that game is in Minnesota, you guys have a much better chance. I think you get a call or two. I think they don't give Stafford that flick and call it a fumble. And I think you get a PI there, or not a PI, but you get a roughing the passer call. I just think it would have been a lot different.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, well,
although I'll say this, it was basically a home game based on how much purple was in the stadium.
Right.
I mean, in that regard, we can't complain here.
As soon as they announced it, you said on Twitter, Snowbirds, activate. I've been told there is a shit ton of Minnesotans who spend the winters in Arizona. Smart people that they are.
Yes. So the bit on this is, you know, like in Washington where you live, I think people snowbird typically to Florida, right? The East Coast
has
Florida.
Yes, East Coast does Florida for the most part.
Right. And for the most part, Midwest here, at least Minnesota, I can speak for that, we do Arizona.
And Mexico. Canadians do Mexico as well. I met a couple that spends the winter for 3 months in Puerto Vallarta.
Well, I'm like, that's because which would you rather do? If the cost is 1/3 if you go to Mexico.
I know.
Would you rather spend 3 months in Mexico or 1 month in Arizona at the same cost?
I know. I say, how does that work? And they just laid it out and they said, we got a place, we do this, that, and here's how much it costs. And I just looked at them like, and that's legal? And they laughed at me.
Right.
Because it seems so outrageously awesome. I don't know why. With modern internet, if your job is able to be done remotely in any way, shape, or form, or if you're retired or semi-retired, yeah. Don't go for a week. Go for 3 months. I'll see you in April, if then. Okay. Mike McCarthy, no longer the coach of the Cowboys, not quite fired, but his contract was not renewed. I've had my contract not renewed, and let me tell you, it feels like being fired.
Like a firing. It does. Especially it feels when just like being fired.
You're putting in the hours. You think you're doing a pretty damn good job considering everything you got going for you, and they don't renew.
Like
it
no
feels like a firing. Yeah, exactly. So McCarthy, I don't think he's very good, but somebody had a great tweet today, which was, Mike McCarthy needs a better publicist. Here's why. Nobody's really talking about firing Mike Tomlin, even though there's a stronger argument for that, just to change the voice in the room.
But, for sure.
Yeah, but he's St. Tomlin. He cannot be touched. Playoff appearances and seasons. You ready? Here we go. McCarthy, 12 of 18. Tomlin, 12 of 18. Division titles, McCarthy, 8. Tomlin, 7. Playoff record, McCarthy 11-11, Tomlin 8-11, and McCarthy beat Tomlin head-to-head in the Super Bowl. And yet he's out of a job, and Mike Tomlin will not be fired. Part of that is the very conservative nature of the Steelers franchise. And there's another element that I think we all know, but it just is kind of crazy. Would you be happy if you were a Bear fan if McCarthy became your next head coach?
I have been trolling Bear fans. I've got a lot of Bear fan followers about how much I want them to get McCarthy, and they are universally, no!
They're like, no! Because they don't think much of McCarthy like you don't think much of him.
Correct. Right. You know, keep in mind, he had Aaron Rodgers during the bulk of his greatness.
True.
And was only able to get the one Super Bowl.
Tomlin had Ben.
Tomlin and Ben got one Super Bowl, but Ben was not as good as Aaron. I mean, Aaron's in the conversation for best of all time. Ben is not even remotely in that conversation.
Right.
The other thing that Tomlin has going for him is this crazy 500 thing. You know, he has been at or above 500 every single year. So whatever it is, you know, 20-0 on being above 500. So he never has that season that's gone horribly wrong that gets most coaches fired.
Right. What if you were to coach 10 years somewhere and you won two Super Bowls spaced out pretty evenly, year 3 and year 7? The other 8, you missed the playoffs entirely. Are you happy as a fan base?
Hell yeah. God, you're asking a Viking fan? If what, you know, 100%. We're still grasping at our 1991 World Series win here.
I know. It's so bad. What was it like? What was it like on radio today? Did you listen at all?
I did some radio today.
You did some.
There's a lot of bitterness. There's a lot of talk about Kevin O'Connell, finger pointing at Kevin O'Connell, finger pointing at Sam Darnold, talking about the future already.
Yeah.
Got a draft better, talking about our general manager, talking about whether or not Kevin O'Connell should get the extension everybody believes he will get. He'll be less expensive now, I can tell you that much, but he'll get the extension.
How about those leaked reports?
Because nobody coaches into the last year of their deal.
I know. How about those leaked reports from his agent in week 18 saying some teams might trade for him? And that was roundly laughed at.
It was. We talked about it today on the air about how it was a sizable blunder by his people.
You think it landed like a dud, like a turd in the punch bowl? Yeah. Not didn't help him at all because it was so transparent.
We think it actively hurt him. It was too transparent.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
So. Jay Glazer breaks the story, but Glazer gets all kinds of stuff, right? You know, things hit him all the time. He undoubtedly did a little, you know, checking to make sure that, you know, this thing is, you know, in some way, he sourced it, and the source almost had to be Kevin O'Connell's agent.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
My boy Kuhn texted me because I was talking about the game. He texted me saying, this is a masterclass in play calling tonight. Regarding the Rams versus the Vikes, and I said McVay is Rain Man, and he sent me McVay greater sign Shanny greater sign KOC greater sign MLF, even though they're all good. That was his pecking order. Would you agree with that? McVay, Shanny Jr., KOC, and MLF?
Yeah, for play calling?
Yeah, he didn't specify it was play calling or just general coaching. There's a lot more to coaching, and that's what that's what LaFleur is dealing with now, because there are some voices on the Packers, you know, roster saying, we saw this coming. We felt this coming. Like Tucker Kraft said, you know, I'm going to have to speak up now and be more of a leader because we saw this coming. We felt something coming. Something wasn't right with the team, even though we were winning and had a good record. So, yeah, it's an accountability issue. Coaches have to walk that fine line between, you know, being too much of a hard ass and then still keeping guys accountable. So,
right. And that's, you know, we're not sure about, we know Kevin O'Connell has the soft side. We don't know that he's got
the hard
stern side.
Yeah.
You know, the Tomlin side, right? If that you need to be able to flip the switch on that. And we don't know if he's got that or not. What Kevin O'Connell has, and I'm sorry, this is also Viking centric, but this is probably the last time
No apologies, man. Yesterday was all Commander centric.
That's true. We think he's a quarterback whisperer. He got the best out of Kirk. He got this long improvement out of Sam until he didn't. And now we'll find out for sure with J.J. McCarthy, and this will ultimately be the thing that defines Kevin O'Connell as a coach, is whether or not he can get McCarthy to be an NFL-quality starter.
All right. I'm going to cheer you up with this here. I know because it involves two things that you are, like me, a nerd about, technology and music. And the intersection of technology and music. Mm-hmm. So AI is doing all kinds of insane stuff, and it's the worst artificial intelligence we'll ever have. The best artificial intelligence will have enslaved us and killed off half the population without us even knowing about it. That's the best version. We're not there yet. Luckily,
the uprising will be the pinnacle. Yeah,
yes. You know, AI can now create, you know, what looks to be crude video alterations of clips, news clips, where it's like Pelosi and Schumer getting into a fist fight on the floor of the Senate. I've seen some of those where it's like, oh, wow, that for a second there, it looked like that really happened, but then you can tell. Pretty soon you won't be able to tell. It's doing all kinds of other stuff behind the scenes and various stuff. It takes a lot of energy, by the way. I read about how much power artificial intelligence requires.
You know, I know people get all worked up on that. I don't care. I mean, these are the same people.
The same people who are
all worried about the power used by AI are the same people that insist that our cars have to be part of the electric grid.
I know.
So I just, you know, I know
you don't care about
personally,
that.
I don't care.
So one thing that AI is apparently now able to do is to whip up songs which sound like real songs with lyrics that you just write in, or maybe not even lyrics that you write in, but just a general notion. I think that this song, which was done by an account called AI for the Culture, and it's a song titled Girl, I'm Just One Parlay Away, is one of the funniest things I've ever heard, because it sounds like a classic R&B slow groove. But when you hear the lyrics, you'll spit your milk out like I did, because it's so damn funny. Girl, I'm just one parlay away.
Girl, I'm just one parlay away from a new house, new car.
It's got such a great groove.
I'm just one parlay away. Trust I'ma take us far.
Pretty simple so far. It gets better.
I'm just one parlay away. One parlay away. One parlay away. Oh, I took the Chiefs on over. Took my homes on yard. Everything is going good so far.
So far.
So far.
Lakers beating the Knicks. Spread is only six. 2 minutes left in the game, baby. I'm about to hit. Ow!
I mean, what a world we are hurtling into, Charge. Head first.
Zabe. And that was great. you have to follow the link I just put in our chat and play this AI bit right here. And even better if you haven't heard this yet.
I don't think so, because this is the first time I've ever heard a
You need...
Okay. Hold on a second.
This is a AI Jerry Jones press conference.
Oh, I have heard that one. Hold on a second. By the way, it's not popping up. It's not populating. You'll see if I can hit this here. I just sent you a text in our direct text. You say in our chat, that just means our text back and forth. While you send that again.
No, I meant the chat in the room, and it's also in your email.
Email. So
but
wait,
it's in
I got to
chat
go
for the Riverside. The Riverside.
Can you just
text right now?
Can you just text it to me or no? I guess not. You don't have iMessage.
I'm on PC.
That's right.
It's in the chat for the Riverside.
Well, but
right
okay, but if I play it through the Riverside, you're not going to hear it because I'm playing you. I have to have two channels on my mixer. That's all.
I understand, but all you have to do is copy and paste out of the Riverside chat.
Okay, you'll find where the chat is here.
Trust
Script
me,
speaker,
worth it.
Share, leave arrows. Chat. Okay, see the link.
I gotta.
Okay.
And I'll give my. Hold on. I'll give my wife some credit.
Yeah. What about it? The lovely Roxy.
Yeah, because she ran up to me, tears running down her face. You gotta hear this. I got a wife that brings me Jerry Jones AI press conferences.
Yeah, it is good shit. Okay, so here is the Jerry Jones one.
Because he looks like a fucking pork chop. And I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu. I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind. Maybe he's sitting right in front of you, half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 fucking years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way, and my way is fucking terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk kept coming. Listen, I'm never going to die, motherfuckers. I drink 8 ounces of hog's blood every day, and I'm a vampire feeding off mass disappointment. So learn how to accept meaningless primetime games forever. What I'm looking for in our next head coach is someone that values analytics and also someone that lets me take he and his wife to a Hojo's and sit in the cup chair.
I am fucking dead. And again,
how good is that?
It is the worst fake AI superimposed press conference bites we'll ever have. They'll get better visually. They'll get better inflection and tempo-wise. It's only a matter of time before the good old Zabecast is being done by me, a human being, who has GERD. When the GERD is gone, you'll know it's AI doing my podcast.
It's AI that's taking over. Yeah. That's right.
All right, Church. It's on to wild. It's on to wild season. How are they doing this year?
Great, actually. Good. You know, oddly enough, and nobody expected it. And
you're ready to have your heart broken again.
It's not Timberwolves
again.
Season.
This time on ice.
Yes, that's right.
And are you going to get Anthony Edwards squared away? Because it looks like he's getting a little loose these days.
He's playing great, but nobody else on the team is, so he's going to leave. That's what we're all bracing for now, is he's going to force his way out of town because the rest of the team sucks.
All right, buddy, you're the best. Thank you, as always, Charge. Life goes on. We'll talk to you next week. See you, bud.
Bye-bye.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025.
Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.